Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on June 1st, 2011. It is now 7:31 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. In his newsletters, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Liberty Talk Radio is now available via iTunes for your listening convenience and also on Twitter. This evening we did have, in fact, Suzanne Meyer, who was to speak to us about her book, Becoming Human. And the unfortunate part, I think that was the name of her book. Hold on a second. I think I lost it right here. Yes, Becoming Human Again, I should say. We had technical problems, and we think we have a virus in our system. I am making this impromptu broadcast, one I was going to make anyway later on down the road. I will do it now. I'll do part of it just to see if the system has been cleaned up. I'm not certain if it has. So please bear with me. I hope we get no static in the background. We were getting advertisements and all sorts of stuff just popping up. Maybe it's cleaned itself out of the system. Also, I have a couple other announcements. Please do go to our website and subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. We also have a map there. If you're listening in, just let us know where you're listening from. It'd be nice if we can fill in that map. And we're currently flirting with the idea of starting a Liberty Talk Radio YouTube channel. My tech guy wants to do that. I keep checking back for updates on that. I'm not too hopeful. I don't want to see myself on TV, but I think we should. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, that's about it, folks. Tonight, I'm going just to talk a few minutes about how government promotes slavery. And that's kind of crazy, isn't it? It's crazy talk. In fact, what we're going to have on our program from now on is we're going to have a segment called Crazy Talk, because most people who talk out of the mainstream, and I think this is one thing that Susan was alluding to, our guest this evening, was that people are programmed, and we have become sheeple, and we just march to the tune, and we're overloaded with work that we don't have to do, but we do it anyway. And I think that ties in beautifully, you know, with the gist of this program. The whole mission of this program is that we have to become individuals, sovereign individuals, people who own themselves and not the government owning us at all. And I know that's crazy talk, but that's the way it should be. Well, I was driving down on 41st Street in Tulsa, and I saw this poor guy, and he was mowing his lawn. It was warm out, you know, hot and humid, and he was mowing his lawn. The guy looked absolutely miserable. I tell you, I never liked mowing lawns. I never liked taking care of a house. I dislike it. I wasn't made for that. I just never did it. I was born in Harlem, you know, Harlem. The only tree, there was a maple tree in the park across the street, of maple trees. There were a few of them, you know, and that's about it. Everything else was concrete. Now, I'm not saying that's good or healthy. In fact, that's not good, and that's not healthy, but healthy for you. But here's this guy, you know, and the first thing that came to mind when I saw this poor guy is the American dream and how the government promotes we must own homes, you know, to fulfill the American dream. Everyone must fulfill their American dream of home ownership. Now, when you really think about that, why is the government promoting home ownership? Oh, because they care about us and they want us to be happy and be fulfilled and then take part of the American dream. No, wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong on every single count. That's not the reason why the government wants us to own a home. You ever go to a store like Home Depot or Lowe's and you walk in? If you are a homeowner, there is something that you can buy for your house in every single bin and every single aisle, on every single aisle. Every single one, there's something for your home that you can buy, that you can upgrade, that you need, that you have to fix, et cetera, et cetera. You can, anyone who goes home, owns a home and walks into Home Depot or Lowe's or something like a store such as that, if you walk from the back to the front, you can easily spend $150,000 on stuff. Now, folks, that's why the government wants you to own a home. You see, once you are a homeowner, you are a slave to your own land. You're always fixing things. You're always buying things. You're always upgrading things. You're always maintaining things. And that costs money. And when you're spending money and you're borrowing money and you're borrowing money from a bank, you are creating money out of debt. The government, the big guys upstairs, the company that you and I will never take part in, you know, these are the guys who are making money. They make money when you own a home and you become a slave to your home. Because sometimes, in order to make that home payment, you have to get a second job. Hey, guess who profits from that? You don't. You're killing yourself. But the government gets a second paycheck. They suck more blood out of your veins. In other words, you become further slave to the government. And the government wants you to work. They want you to work 24 hours a day. Forget the sleep. The government can make no money from you when you are sleeping. Stop sleeping, folks. That's the problem. Is that the home ownership is home slavery. Because we are slaves to the government. We are all slaves. I am a slave. I have to admit it. Once you admit that you are a slave, you'll start thinking clearly. And when you believe the government that you should own a home because that's fulfilling the American dream, all they're doing is they're sucking you into slavery further. Just think, if you're in an apartment, live in an apartment, there's somebody else who takes care of the lawn if there is one. There's someone else who paints it. You don't take care of anything. You know, if I had an apartment, it would be a studio apartment, and I have all the dishes and all the silverware would be from fast food French restaurants. I leave the door open. You want to steal it, take it. Government doesn't like that thinking because I'm my own person. I don't owe anything to the government. I may need to have to work full-time to support a lifestyle such as that. Government doesn't like that either. I'm fulfilling my dream. Government doesn't care. Let me prove it to you. The government is always promoting that we should fulfill our dream. All right, if the government really cared, folks, if they really did care, how many ads do you see from the government that say, give blood? I can answer that question. Never. You know why the government doesn't say give blood? Because they want your blood and there's no money when you give your blood to somebody else. There is no money in that, folks. When you actually help another human being by giving a pint of your blood once every 3 months or whatever the case may be, to save a life, the government doesn't like that. They don't say anything. They don't like it. And they don't like it because they're not making any money on it. Think. The government promotes slavery. Home ownership is being slaves to your own land. You're not producing a crop. You're not producing your own food. Just think of the idiocy of it. You mow your lawn, right? You need a lawnmower. Then you got to get fuel for the lawnmower. Oil for the lawnmower. You have to sharpen the blade of the lawnmower. You got to clean the lawnmower. And after you mow the lawn, you need lawn bags. Then you got to maintain the lawnmower, repair the lawnmower. Think about that. Then you need lawn bags and all this other stupid stuff. And after you mow, guess what? Then you fertilize. But hey, you're buying some more crap, right? Now you fertilize. After you fertilize, what do they tell you to do? Water that sucker. Well, your water bill goes up. You're watering. You're watering so you dissolve the fertilizer in the soil so the grass grows even faster so you got to mow again. Now, does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense to me at all. Now, I happen to live in suburbia, which I do not like. Either I'm going to be a farmer or I'm going to live in a red brick district. None of this halfway crap. This is where we're all buying halfway crap houses. This is the problem. This is why people spend $475,000 for a house that wasn't worth $100,000 and they're underwater or they had to leave. Not only couldn't they afford the mortgage, they never realized how much it really costs to own a home. So you become a slave. So you become a gardener. You become a farmer, a grass farmer. Anybody who owns a home is a grass farmer. Then you a swimming pool, even better. Now you're a water processor. You know, the government loves for you to buy that stuff because there's a tax associated with everything, and they love that stuff. Give blood? They don't care. They don't care if you never give blood. They don't care if everyone dies. Unless someone was productive, if they didn't die, they get back to work, and then they can suck more blood out of their veins. The government promotes slavery, folks. Whether you like to think it or not, the government promotes slavery because that's the only way that they can exist. You know, I get some really nasty emails sometimes, and some of them I don't read because they're nonsense. And I got one that just said my libertarian attitude wants to relegate America back to the days to the likes of living in Somalia under dictatorship. You know, what I cannot understand, chaos or whatever is going on over there. I don't see how anyone can interpret what I am saying as being archaic thinking, as being treating people like slaves. This person's thought is you need a government to provide all the services. You need a government so that we can have an FCC, an FDA, a TSA, all these organizations, you know, an FBI, all this, a CIA. Without a government, you wouldn't have these. Well, guess what? Without a government, you wouldn't need any of this crap. And, you get hate mail, and there's no way to answer that. There's absolutely no, you can't say, oh, no, we're not, so I let them be. I say, thank you very much for your comment. They're not worth it. They're irrational and they're illogical, so I'm not going to put them on the air, and I'm not going to read them. This one I should have read. I should have printed out and read because it was that insane. I got a real gripe with NPR. They have some really wonderful programs. The best program, some of the best programs on TV. I'm going to digress for a second. Some of the best programs on TV, on radio rather, come from NPR. They're terrific programs. I mean, I don't deny them. And I listen to them. I used to give them lots of money, my wife and I. We used to contribute all the time. Don't give them a dime anymore. And the reason why I don't give them a dime is because they promote slavery. Because anytime there's a government official who wants to give out a message to the people, they have this government, and everything is so well orchestrated, you know, and you figure, well, that's the way it's got to be. And they sucker you further into this stupid paradigm of government is good. The last one I heard was some executive from the IMF. Now, this guy could not have been real because he spoke for about 2 or 3 minutes nonstop and everything was perfect. Every word was perfect. I mean, every sentence, it was so perfect. This guy either memorized it or was reading it and didn't mean a word he said. And it made it sound as if the IMF was the best thing, the very best thing since sliced bread. You thought the invention of the wheel was good? Nothing compared to the IMF. And you knew it was just one big propaganda advertisement. It was propaganda. And you think the clown on NPR who was interviewing him would have said, well, if you've done so much, can you please give us some statistics? And the guy would have said, absolutely. He said, how many dictators have you given money to in the past 10 years? That's all he had to ask. How many dictators that have used the money, or some of the money, to brutalize their own people and have put the money in their own pockets for their own good? How many? That would have shut him up real quick. Because all of them. And all they do is take the money give it to somebody, and they give it to these dictators, and that's it, to shut them up. And the money goes round and round and round, all the way up there in the stratosphere where you and I don't go. This money goes in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Here, let's stop for station identification. I need a break.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio.
Well, hi, folks. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We do wish you would call in. I know this is an impromptu program, but maybe you stumbled on us by accident. 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. We have a direct number, 646-652-4620, if you'd like to use that one via your cell phone. Comments at libertytalkradio.com is our email address, comments at libertytalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you disagree, please. We did have a person who was who I was interviewing, Susan Meyer, in her book Becoming Human Again, but we were having so many computer problems. I think we have a virus somewhere. This is an impromptu program just designed to test to see if we have fixed our problem. If we have fixed our problem, that's great. We're going to have her on the show real soon. I'll be busy the next few days, but I'll see what my schedule is, get in contact with her, and love to have her back. It's awfully embarrassing when you ask somebody to be on your show, you plan for it a month in advance, and then everything's ready to go, and then bingo. And what we were having is getting another broadcast on top of ours, a commercial type thing, and it was loud and all that. So I decided to terminate it because no one was going to listen to that. Anyway, I listed this description as an impromptu broadcast, but I'll give it a little bit more description when I'm finished, in the description line. But I do would like to have anyone call 888-773-4496. Even if you think what I say is crazy talk, that's fine. That's just fine. If I'm crazy talk, I'd like to hear it. I want to be crazy talk, and then you can be Mr. and Mrs. Logic or whatever you think you are, and at least put me straight, and maybe my blood pressure will go down. In fact, tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment to test my blood pressure, and I hope it's down after this broadcast. I was thinking of another concept. I love the concept, I could never figure out, why sports are so important to people. And why it's so captivating. When Castro took over Cuba, he took everyone's rights away, although they didn't have many rights anyway, with Batista in power. One thing he did do for the people is he made all sports events free and keep people occupied. And that's always, I was always intrigued by that. Why is there sports events that are why do people sit there and watch a football game? And they're captivated by it, and they go. They don't know anybody on the team. They don't know the team. They don't know one person on the team. But that's their team. Their team, And that team's gonna win. And they're at the edge of their seat. It's the fourth quarter with a minute and a half to go. They're 3 points behind. They're on the 15-yard line, etc. The whole score. Anyway, it dawned on me. Do you know why people like sports? Because people do something while they're watching sports, something that I don't do very well. And I suspect many of my listeners don't do this very well either. And that's live in the moment. If we only lived in the moment, we would enjoy life a lot more. What do I do? As I worry about the economic conditions. Look what happened today. Today, the Dow went down like 200 and some odd points, 235 points or something like that. The job figures were disappointing again. It looks like we're in for a double dip. It looks like they although they announced QE2 is going to end in June, no way it's going to end in June, because when it ends, money leaves the system, bingo, down. Housing is way down. Prices keep on going down. And, these clowns on television, they're clowns. What they tell us, housing has reached an all-time low, but it didn't go down as much as the same time last year. Well, so what? The same time last year, housing was higher. It was coming down faster. It doesn't come down at the same rate. But for it to continue to come down after 3 years is an abomination of any sort of economic system. You know, but they even try to make that. That now we go back to, you know, what we want to believe in. You know, how the government promotes us into slavery. Oh, no, I know housing going down, but it's getting, although it continues to go down, it's not going down as much, so everything is fine, you know? And we're supposed to believe that. We have a caller on the air. Let's see if this caller has anything to help me out with. Caller, you're on the air. Your first name, where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my name is Aaron, and I'm in Tulsa.
Aaron from Tulsa. Hello? Yes. Yes, Aaron from Tulsa, yes.
And I don't see how you can feel that the government is making people slaves when they're getting something out of it. I mean, they get a beautiful home, or, you know, they get a place to raise their family. I think a lot of people want that. I don't see why you would say that, you know, that is subjugating them in some way. They're seeking to do that. So why do you say that they're making, you know, making people into slaves?
You're absolutely correct. Most people, when you say that, will say, but I like my home, you know, I do love my home, you know, it's a place to raise my family, et cetera, et cetera. And you're absolutely correct. I'm just talking the other side to that. And I'm saying that, you know, when we do that, we really don't realize how much of a burden it is. When today, when people own homes, look at the way they're raising their families. Your people are getting up early in the morning, driving their kids to school, or getting them off to. I mean, they're hectic from day to. Let me put it this way: now to own a home, you typically 90% of the cases, both the husband and wife have to work. No one is managing the house anymore. You know, one of the most difficult jobs anyone could have is managing a household. I recall back, I'm going back 50 years, at least 50 years ago, when the first TV talk show, television talk show host guy, and I forgot his name, and he asked a question, and this is new, he stood on stage and he ranted about something, and then people asked questions. It was a fabulous program. I don't remember his name. He was before Jack Parr. That's all I can tell you, and I don't remember his name. And a woman stood up and she says, hello, my name is Ann Smith. I'm only a housewife. And he said, I want you to stop right there. What do you mean you are only a housewife? Now, I remember this when I was a kid. You know, I'm talking over 50 years ago. You know, what do you mean you're only a housewife? He said, you are critical to the whole society. You are the backbone to our society, and you have the most difficult, probably the most difficult job we can have in the society, because when you are housewife, you are managing the home. That means you're managing inventory, you're managing finances, you're managing the most important aspect of our lives and our future is our children. I mean, you are the hub. In other words, your husband goes to work and he's an accountant. That's easy. He adds some numbers. You have the real job. And when you think about it, that's what people should be doing. They should be managing their households. But it's become so expensive today to do so. Everyone is working, driving themselves nuts. Kids are not being raised properly. Kids are going to schools that are crappy. And we spend all of our time trying to maintain the illusion that this is the American dream. This is my problem with it, Aaron.
Well, what do you think we can do about that? Don't people have to want something different than what they're trying to reach now to get different?
Well, I you know what? I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I think I know the answer to that, but it's too radical. It's just my answer is too radical.
Brainwashed.
Yeah, I think what happens is that if you get married, I mean, if you marry, get married, right? And then they say, oh, let's get married and we'll have three children and a home. We dream about this. And all you hear is that, oh, partake in the American dream, own a home. I mean, you live in this illusion that it's a dream. It's not a dream. It's a nightmare. If most people who have children and a home and try to maintain the home and they never able to really manage the home as they should and rear their kids as they should. What do people do today? They take who own a home. They work. And what happens to the children? Their children are born and they put them in some sort of a children camp. They call them nursery, they're camps. They're camps, but they're nursery camps, you know? They're slavery camps for kids, and they're all horrible. You know, it's like sending your grandmother or your grandfather, you know, to a nursing home. And that's not a good place. You know, they call them Whispering Willow Estates, you know. You go to places all smells of garbage and crap, you know. And these places where they, you're having someone else raise your children. Why? Oh, I can't afford not to work. Well, wait a minute. Your work is your children. If you can't afford to work, you shouldn't have the children in the first place. In other words, we promote this. We promote this because this keeps people working like slaves, 24 hours a day, two and three jobs in each family, just to skimp by and no one saving a dime. And I'm saying we have to rethink that. What the answer to that is and how it's, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. But it ain't a good lifestyle. It just is not. And that's my complaint. My complaint is that why doesn't the government say, hey, guys, watch out. Don't have two and three kids. You can't afford it. Don't buy a home until you have 25 or 30% down and someone can stay home and watch your kids. It's important that you watch your kids, that you raise your children. The government doesn't give a damn. Because when you put your kids in daycare, that's another expense. Government gets a cut out of that. They're getting a cut on the profit of the daycare. The government makes money on your misery. That's my point.
I see.
See, but I know a lot of people love their houses.
I appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate you calling in. You bring up an excellent point, and most of the people that I know really love their homes. I mean, they do. They love their homes. They love living in their homes and everything. But then you've got to ask yourself the question, at what cost? Real cost. And then how many families break up and all this because they have nothing in common anymore? You know, the best time
in
anyone's...
They have no time to be themselves anymore.
No,
that's true.
Right. You have the woman going out a job and she's going to meetings. Your husband going to another totally different job at meetings. They have nothing. They're not together. But if one was home, and that doesn't have to be the woman. It could be anybody. But if one was home, you're working together. You know, one is working, you know, one is managing the home and the other one is managing the outside finances, if you will. You know, and you're putting them both together. I mean, that's more harmonious to me than two people going out, giving their children to someone else to raise, and then they're both working at different jobs, meeting different people, coming home late at night. And then when they come home, they can't do a damn thing other than watch television. Thank God what we have Dancing with the Stars or this whole nation would go down to crap.
Okay. Well, I appreciate being able to be on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Very good. I love that. I love that. Okay. Uh-oh, something failed. Let's see. Here we go. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family here.
90 seconds.
Oh boy, we only got one more minute to go. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street, Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. 60 seconds, okay. Now, with that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.